We argued and continue to argue that Lynch syndrome is a very interesting model system for that minority group of colon cancers. So here we've got the 85% along the top line with the classical cascade of chromosome instability, and on the bottom line, the Lynch syndrome patients representing those with microsatellite instability. A couple of key points on this slide. First of all, there is a difference between hereditary and sporadic microsatellite unstable tumours in that about half of the sporadics, typically caused by silencing of the MLH1 gene, have a BRAF mutation. So people get that wrong quite often, so they think that if it's BRAF negative, then that means it must be hereditary, but in fact half of the sporadics will be BRAF negative. Nevertheless, that is a useful hallmark, and the other thing, of course, is that the KRAS activating mutations are a major feature of the chromosomally unstable tumours, and so we now, as you know, need to look for those activating mutations to decide whether the EGFR blockers will be effective or not. So Lynch syndrome represents a genetic model for those 1 in 6 colorectal cancers that involve breakdown of mismatch repair. Most of those involved, as I say, with silencing MLH1. And what's very important is that microsatellite unstable tumours have a better prognosis. They are much more immunologically visible, of which more at the end, and they're much less likely to metastasize. There's still a debate about whether they respond differently to the 5-FU and other interventions, but just purely on the basis of their better prognosis, we should really be doing microsatellite instability testing on all colorectal cancers. And one of the reasons for that better prognosis has been discovered by a German team, who have shown that in the hereditary form, certainly, you very, very rarely get metastases, but when you do, they never have beta-2 microglobulin mutations. Now, B2M is necessary to get the HLA expression on your cells, and the idea is that if you lose B2M as a result of this instability, which is a common feature of these tumours, the tumours become less visible to the immunological rejection because they don't express their HLA. But if they try to metastasize, they get zapped by the state police because they've got no HLA passport. So, in fact, it's very unusual to see them occur as metastases.